This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information coming about the Friday night shootings at a Tallahassee yoga studio that killed two women and injured five other people. Authorities now say the death toll would have been higher had it not been for a man named Joshua Quick. He attacked the gunman Scott Burley with the only thing he had handy, which was the heavy end of a vacuum cleaner. Burley eventually took his own life. It's also been learned that Burley was a former teacher in Maryland. Candidates and those advocating for them feverishly campaigning through the last weekend before Election Day. Yesterday, former President Obama was in Indiana to support Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly.
The economy created more jobs in my last 21 months than it has in the 21 months since I left office.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
Iran says it's willing to talk to the U.S. about a new nuclear arms agreement, but Iran wants the U.S. to change what it calls Washington's aggressive approach in discussing the agreement that President Trump pulled out of earlier this year. The Iranian foreign minister, speaking before the U.S., reimposed crushing sanctions on Iran's oil and banking industries that took effect today. The nation's top diplomat says denuclearization talks with North Korea are resuming this week in New York.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called the coming talks a good opportunity to move towards specifics of when and how Pyongyang might end its nuclear weapons program.
We're very focused. We know with whom we're negotiating. We know what their positions are. And President Trump's made his position very clear. No economic relief until we have achieved our ultimate objective.
Last week, Pyongyang made a threat it would seriously consider resuming its nuclear testing if U.S. economic sanctions were not lifted.
That's John Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez is saying that working families are getting left behind in the Donald Trump economy. On the State of the Union program on CNN, he said that wage growth does not match inflation in most areas of life. He was talking about new economic numbers released on Friday that showed annual wage growth has topped 3% for the first time since the Great Recession of 2009. But Perez says people who work a full-time job need to feel like they can support their family without just treading water. Jury selection starts today in the trial of drug lord El Chapo, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, accused of numerous drug offenses and of using violence and an intimidation to become one of the world's richest drug lords. Lawyers had requested additional time to review thousands of pages of documents related to the witnesses who will be testifying against him, the judge rejecting those arguments, saying neither side will be as ready as they'd like to be, given the the complex nature of the proceedings, but it's time the trial gets started. And Amazon Alexa will now be able to help you cook your Thanksgiving turkey this year. The annual Butterball Turkey Talk Line officially opened for the holiday season, and now using Alexa, the Turkey Talk Line already allows you to text.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out on the rain, so I can leave.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. And our special guest is David Limbaugh, a lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist with Greater Syndicate, political commentator. And for full disclosure, I will tell you that David has never represented me. Maybe someday down the road he will, and it would be an honor to have David on my side. David, good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Hey, congratulations again on another book that is bound to be another bestseller, Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church. David, something about this appointed time. Everything about Jesus is about an appointed time. And I believe your book is not by coincidence either. I think the time has been appointed with our country in chaos that it is, the tribalism that is existing, the bifurcation, the disunity, if we ever needed to be unified, sadly, it's not going to be because of a president bringing us together or anybody in Congress or any one figure. But I believe, and I think you believe the same way, that it's Jesus that unifies everything within the human spirit, and the things that we see according to our own eyes promote tribalism and promote non-inclusion and judgment and all these other things that counter a unifying spirit, does it not?
Yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. And there's another thing, an aspect to this, that we are in such contentious, as you say, and chaotic times that I think it behooves us to turn to the things that matter most and turn to the person that matters most, Jesus Christ, in these troubled times, because we're not going to get solace elsewhere.
Well, clearly, you look at the division, as devout as Republicans are, just for example, on the Kavanaugh deal, and you being an attorney, this has to be very grievous for you, because the process itself, the institution of the Supreme Court, the Senate, is all in compromise right now because of this chaos.
It is, and, you know, there's these conflicting allegations and the efforts to destroy Judge Kavanaugh and his family and other people who defend him. I've never seen anything like this, and it seems to be getting worse and worse with each passing day.
Well, this is why I guess I'm grateful, because when I saw your book, I thought, boy, I'll tell you, you know, I had to smile a little bit, because, again, you know, we serve a just-in-time God, and I believe this book will do a lot to heal some wounds and to get people on the right track and realize that there is a definite higher calling for us all, and in that higher calling, we'll find the unity, we'll find the peace and true liberty, ultimately, that we're all looking for.
No question about it, but I think we must be realistic and understand that we're not going to get full unity among the masses of people, and mm-hmm. we're going to continue to have strife. But in that strife, we turn to Jesus, And hopefully, of course, he is a healer, but I don't think it's realistic to think that we're going to achieve anything close to perfect healing at
No question. Not in this world when we know what we're contending with, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil powers that truly exist, not the evil power that some senators would want to suggest that reside in Judge Kavanaugh. But when you write, you're writing in Jesus is Risen, you take us back as an example to show us that this is what happened then, and it could happen again, right?
Yes. I mean, this is a book about the beginning of Christianity, the early church, and the formation of the church through the eyes of the Apostle Paul and the other apostles, and how they spread the gospel and obeyed Christ's commission to do so, and despite unbelievable adversity and setbacks, and they persisted and they spread the gospel throughout the Roman Empire at the time. But yes, it's a message. You know, human nature hasn't changed in 2,000 years. They experience the same kinds of trials and tribulations and adversities and depravity of human nature that we see today. That's not changed at all. We've advanced scientifically and technologically, but we're the same human beings we were then.
Well, Jesus' disciples they had their doubts. Fears, all the human experiences. I mean, here it is. They expected Jesus to come riding in with his cavalry to upend Rome. It didn't happen the way they said. Even Peter, you know, when Jesus said, hey, I got to go to the cross and I've got to die for humanity, all of humanity, Peter interrupted him, says, oh, no, you can't do that. And Jesus said, what are you doing? Who are you to get, in a sense, I mean, my paraphrase here, who are you to get in the way of the Father's will for my life and the greater call for all of humanity? So they had to reconcile their differences and their understanding of why Jesus came and what this was all about. So it was a process for them. It wasn't something that instantaneously, he's on the cross, he dies, they go to the tomb, it's empty. All this stuff was bewildering for them, was it not?
It's a good word. They were transferred from feckless cowards to bold proclaimers of the gospel. And the thing that turned them was the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as you say, he didn't come to overturn the existing authorities of the Roman Empire and deliver a military or political victory. He came to die a humiliating death so that we could die to sin and so that we could have his righteousness, his perfect righteousness, imputed to us so that we could attain eternal life and salvation and redemption through him, and where we couldn't do it through following the law because we are sinners and there's no way we can do it on our own strength. So they did reluctantly had to reframe their entire worldview, realizing that a political and military Messiah wasn't what they should have been expecting, but a savior of mankind who would in fact be hung on a tree and be accursed. They thought a Messiah couldn't be accursed. Well, Messiah precisely was accursed. Mm-hmm. He became accursed so we wouldn't have to. That's
exactly.
What is so beautiful and how it fits together so well.
And this is why I think Paul was so necessary, because Paul understood the scriptures. He had those like on the back of his hand. He knew that that what Jesus did was fulfill all that had been said about him, all the prophecy about the Messiah coming, even to that day of appointed time when he would ride on a donkey into Jerusalem. He understood all that. It was so innate to them, but the disciples were still trying to get it. All they knew is they were around somebody who was absolutely incredible. The lame were walking. The dumb were gaining their mind and their sight again. It was absolutely miraculous, but what was it? He was crucified. And then not only do they make that exchange, David, which blows me away, is many of his disciples, you know, accepted martyrdom. I mean, they were impaled on poles leading the driveway to Nero's palace there. I mean, it is amazing what they suffered for because they believed in Jesus Christ.
Yes, and as to go back to how you launched into this, Paul at first was the greatest persecutor of the church. He was steeped in Orthodox Judaism, and he believed that Jesus and his followers were counterfeits and they were perverting the true religion. And so he went out to imprison and kill Christians because he thought not that they were forming a competing religion, but they were twisting and perverting and destroying the true religion.
Exactly. And so, exactly. We've got more from David Limbaugh. Going to quick break. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the
plan. 19 minutes after. after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Our guest, David Limbaugh, his brand new book, Jesus is Risen, Paul and the Early Church. David, before the break, we were talking about Paul and how God used him so magnificently and how he went from this, great persecutor of this new way, this new church that he saw as an aberrant and a challenge to the real church, and that was the Jewish faith.
Yes, and like I was saying, he was uniquely qualified to be God's evangelist to the Gentiles. And it's so interesting, it's heartbreaking. You see Paul in these letters, and I talk about, I go, in this book, Jesus is Risen, I go through Acts, and then the six of Paul's epistles, the first six that he's believed to have written, and describe how he agonized over the churches that he founded that were departing from his word, and they were following false teachers, and they were doing various things wrong, and they were doing various things right. And he wrote these intimate personal letters to them. And you can imagine, I mean, this is just 2,000 years ago. It seems like a long time, but again, you can get a sense of this history, and the people were the same. And he was really encountering this agony of the people, these churches that he birthed, and watching these false teachers destroy the gospel. So just like he thought, he misapprehended the idea that Christians were distorting the Jewish faith instead of just fulfilling it. Jesus came to fulfill and complete it.
Exactly.
But he did rightly understand that these false teachers were distorting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so he corrected, and he did it in no uncertain terms. And it's fascinating to watch as he sets the record straight and puts these new teachers, these new Christians, new believers in the various churches back on the correct path.
Mm-hmm. Well, David, in the Gospel of John, it's really clear. He talks about the divinity of Jesus and also the humanity of Jesus. But yet it was interesting that, it took 300 years more for that to finally be settled. But that was something that the apostles really had apprehended, as you write in your book. Break that down for us.
Well, yes. See, that these people today, the critics, the skeptics say that the gospel was not the gospel we have today was not what was originally transmitted, and that's not true. Jesus was always understood to be fully human and fully God by the earliest Christians, the apostles, and that's important that we understand. He wasn't just half one and half the other; he was fully both, which is another thing that makes another mystery that makes Christianity so fascinating and so true. And so Jesus was, he came. He had to become fully human in order to suffer for us, and he had to be fully divine in order for his righteousness to cancel out the sins of mankind, past, present, and future sins.
Exactly.
And so that's what we have, and we need to understand that in order to grasp the full thrust of Christian doctrine.
And you say now, I mean, and I mentioned that 300 years later, again, this is debated about, as you know, in early church history. Again, it is raised its ugly head because we get back to that human instinct of which we hear in the book of Judges, that they begin to see things according to their own eyes. And it is in our own eyes that we limit the magnificence and the supremacy of God in our lives.
Yeah, our God, and there have been books written about this in different contexts, our God is too small. We cannot put artificial limits on Christ, limitations on the Holy Trinity, all three persons of the Godhead. And we tend to do that as human beings because we are human, and we don't have the capacity to understand the infinite. And we also don't have the full capacity to understand the marvelous glory and infinite perfection and righteousness of God, that we have to take that in faith. And we do get a glimmer of it, of course.
Exactly. Well, and it's that human desire to avoid accountability, to do as we darn well please. So if we see things according to our own eyes, we can question whether or not God really meant that, homosexual marriage was a problem, that pornography is an issue, that sexual promiscuity and on, and the abortion of 60 million babies is just a big yawn for the creator of the universe, maybe, right?
Yeah, and we tend in this modern era to want the church to conform to the culture rather than the culture conforming to the church. And we have this, I think there's this tension going on now with, especially with mega churches, that they want to cater so much to the culture because they want to build their numbers, expand their membership to astronomical proportions, to the point that there is a tendency for them to relax doctrine. And I'm all for compromising on things that do not affect the truth of the gospel and bending a little bit when it comes to, okay, we'll sing a little different tunes or whatever. I prefer the traditional tunes, but if you want to conform it to get young people in, but do not dilute the gospel message. And dovetailing it to what we're talking about with Paul, that's really what Paul was saying. You read these letters to the Corinthians and the Galatians and the Thessalonians, Romans. Don't you dare mess with God's word. You talk about something that's cursed, a person that messes with God's word. And that's, we have a tendency to do that, to conform to the culture, because we want to be received and accepted by man rather than worrying about doing what's right in God's eyes. And that's a universal truth that's been historically true, and we tend to succumb to that temptation. And woe to us for doing that, because we've really got to be careful to honor God's word and his truth.
David, it's pretty sad when bricks and mortar are more important than souls, huh?
Yes, it is. And I do think some of the people who try to expand the churches, I don't think they realize that they don't intend to do it. It's deceptive. Well, Satan's deceptive. He's the father of lies. We've got to be very careful. And I'm not saying in every case that
exactly.
That's what's going on. But sometimes it is going on. And people have to check themselves. And we have to be accountable. The body of Christ has to be accountable corporately, just as we individual Christians have to be accountable individually.
Exactly. We're talking with number one national best-selling author David Limbaugh, his new book, Jesus is Risen. David, in the book you talk about the first conversion to Christianity by a Gentile. Break that down, if you would.
Well, the one, there's different ones that are converted, but the one we're talking about, I think you're talking about, is Cornelius, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting how Peter, God chose Peter to witness to Cornelius, and Cornelius, he was dealing with Cornelius and Peter through respective visions, and he brought them together, and he had told Peter that he gave Peter a vision of something coming down from the clouds where animals were unclean. He told them to rise, Peter, kill and eat, and Peter resists. He says, I can't eat anything that's unclean. And God basically showed him, you can eat anything. Nothing I make is unclean. And that was to teach him that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles. There's no reason anymore to follow the Jewish ceremonial laws, that Christ brings a new way, that there's no difference between Jews and Gentiles in God's creation. All are invited to accept God's free grace by the offer of faith, accepting faith in Jesus Christ for our salvation. So that was such a dramatic turning point in Christianity.
It really did open up the veil, did it not?
Yes. I just love that. And,
yeah,
and by the way, people say, why do you say Jews aren't saved? We don't say Jews aren't saved. We say everybody. The offer
exactly.
of salvation is open to everyone. And we have a special heart, in fact, for Jews, just as Paul did for his fellow Jewish people. So there is no strife, in my view, between Christians and Jews. And we're the biggest supporters of Israel, I think, on this planet. So, no, it's a unifying, as you mentioned, it's a unifying religion.
Well, David Limbaugh, as we wrap things up on your book, congratulations. It is a blessing, I believe, for all of us. Jesus is Risen, Paul in the Early Church, available at all the usual places. What's the final takeaway for our audience you'd want for the book?
I write these books to introduce people to the Bible itself and to accelerate people's learning curve and to reduce any intimidation they may feel at opening up God's word. My goal, my hope, my fervent hope is that they will read these books, read this book in particular, Jesus is Risen, and learn a little bit about Acts and the early church and Paul's six missionary epistles, and then be inspired to go to the Bible itself and really dig in and learn more. That's my real goal here.
Well, David Limbaugh, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Number one,
thank
national
you.
Best-selling author. Thank you, David. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Bye.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question. before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information coming about the Friday night shootings at a Tallahassee yoga studio that killed two women and injured five other people. Authorities now say the death toll would have been higher had it not been for a man named Joshua Quick. He attacked the gunman Scott Burley with the only thing he had handy, which was the heavy end of a vacuum cleaner. Burley eventually took his own life. It's also been learned that Burley was a former teacher in Maryland. Candidates and those advocating for them feverishly campaigning through the last weekend before Election Day. Yesterday, former President Obama was in Indiana to support Democratic Senator Joe Donnelly.
The economy created more jobs in my last 21 months than it has in the 21 months since I left office.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old hold inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Somebody testify, testify. If you believe.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, this month is National Career Development Month. Veterans Day, of course, coming up on November the 11th, and the week of November 12th is National Apprenticeship Week. Now, what this all means is, in light of the U.S. unemployment rate of 3.7%, many companies are now struggling to find workers to fill open jobs, and as technology continues to transform the types of positions available and the skills needed to perform existing jobs, prospective candidates and current employees might question whether they can fill the jobs that are now available or wonder if there's a better job out there for them. Right now, some companies are going above and beyond to offer existing and prospective employees the training they need so they can upskill and reskill the workforce. And despite what you might think, many of these technical jobs might not require a traditional four-year college degree. Now, there are other ways to get your foot in the door, and here to tell us all about it, Kelly Jordan, the career development expert, talent leader with IBM's New Collar Initiatives, and general manager, IBM Blockchain Services, and military veteran, Jason Kelly. Jason Kelly and Kelly Jordan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. Well, Kelly, let me ask you first, what does New Collar mean, and where did the term come from?
We
coined the phrase new collar about 2 years ago to really represent the jobs that fall on the spectrum between white collar and blue collar. And for us, this could be the vast majority of the jobs in the tech industry today. Anything from software development to cybersecurity, data analytics to design. These are roles that don't necessarily require a four-year degree, but do require some level of skill. But that skill can be learned really in a variety of ways.
Well, give the people an example of new collar jobs and what kind of qualifications are you looking for?
So a great example of new collar jobs are software engineer openings that we have. For us, when we think about new collar, we're looking for candidates that are coming in with software programming skills. But really, more so, we also look at a lot of what are called those soft skills. So interest in learning, growth mindset, communication skills, teamwork, collaboration. Those are the skills that I think a lot of companies will prioritize because those are a little bit harder to learn. There's a great opportunity to go out and learn the tech skills we need, whether it's through community colleges, boot camps, or even our apprenticeship program.
Well, Jason, as we know, Veterans Day is coming up later this month. So how is IBM working with vets that are seeking employment?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you, it starts first with what Kelly just told you and his thought of, you know, what types of people make the best new collar players and those that we think about with regards to an apprenticeship. What is the best apprenticeship than military service, prior military service? And looking for the men and women who have been serving our country and come with those natural skills, a natural work ethic, strong collaboration, and those communication skills that Kelly mentioned. And when we see that, we see an opportunity here at IBM. We see an opportunity to tap into that talent pool and those basic skills that then can be trained to their next chapter of service, which is that service in this civilian world. And so we have many programs, one of which is a fellowship that we have, a 12-week fellowship, something we launched with Fort Hood, that allows these veterans, as they begin to transition, to begin to learn these skills that they can quickly put to use in a job, in a tech job, in a new-collar type position here at IBM.
Mm-hmm. Well, as noted here, and people who are, you know, former vets like myself, some of the jobs or skill set that they've accomplished while serving our country are a bit unique, but yet very, very effective when it comes to leadership. And what you've been able to do is take the skill set that they have and kind of, give them a module that makes them very effective in dealing with these new collar jobs. Is that not the case?
That's exactly the case. And Bill, you know, we have an objective. First, we started with a goal. We said we're going to hire 2,000 vets by 2020, and that's our Vet 2K program. And we want talented people. We want the Bill Martinez's of the world, you know, who's a vet, right, and says, look, I'm disciplined. I'm going to have my radio show. Well, we want that type of drive, that type of initiative, that type of collaboration and communication skills. Those are the skills that they learned in the military, and they're ready to use as a foundation here as they transition into the civilian workforce.
Now, as you mentioned, you're doing this at Fort Hood, but also New York as well, right? Kind of a testing program. So how's this been working out?
So we've actually launched our apprenticeship program in locations across the country, from New York to North Carolina, Texas, California, Missouri. And it's been what I would hopefully say is a resounding success. We launched it just a year ago. We started with 7 apprentices. We've grown to over 170 apprentices today in fields like software engineering, mainframe system administration, cybersecurity, and project management. We have over 20% of our apprentices are veterans, which is just fantastic, and we're really proud of that. And over the course of that 12-month apprenticeship, they're getting over 200 hours of learning. They're getting on-the-job experiences. They're learning side-by-side with IBM mentors, and they're earning a pretty great salary as well.
Talk about a human resources boon here, Jason. I got to imagine IBM is grateful for opening up this, this new line of talent and future employees for some companies that need these services.
That's right, and I like the fact that you mentioned companies, because this is just the foundation, pulling them in while we want to help train them and get them ready for tech jobs, whether that's through one of the programs we've talked about or our P-Tech high schools where we have students that are in the lower income parts of the U.S. that are now saying, look, if I can do a 6-year or 4-year, 4 years of high school and add into that a couple years to get an associate degree at no charge, I'm ready to enter the workforce. That, in fact, is a new way to bring these talented people into such a great opportunity where we need skill, and that's across industries.
Right. Well, Kelly, you touched on this a little bit, but we have a little bit more time to drill into this a little bit deeper, if it's okay with you. This is the one-year anniversary of the company's apprenticeship program. Let's get in a little bit more detail, if you can, about the program and how it's working out in this first year.
As I mentioned, we started just a year ago with 7 apprentices, and we've grown to about 170 across the U.S. today. We are looking for candidates from all backgrounds, community colleges, boot camps, self-taught learners, anybody who really wants to come in and learn these skills that are needed in the emerging tech industry fields. They've got over 200 hours of learning that they go through and a lot of on-the-job experiences.
Well, Kelly, what a great opportunity for you as the talent leader for IBM's New Collar Initiative. How did you get this gig? I mean, this is pretty exciting to be able to, you know, meet new people and see this incredible human potential and to start connecting the dots and making this into a win-win proposition for everybody.
Yeah, it's been a great experience to be able to shepherd such a fantastic program that's really making a difference in a lot of folks' lives. You know, if people are interested in learning more, they can go to IBM.com/newcollar to learn about the opportunities and to see what jobs are out there.
Kelly Jordan, the career development expert, talent leader at IBM's New Collar Initiatives, and Jason Kelly, the general manager for IBM's blockchain services and military veterans. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time.
Knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
When you go to the voting booth this November, or you're filling out your early ballot, ask yourself this question before you pull the lever or check the box. Are you better off today than you were 2 years ago? If you are, then vote Republican. If not, then pull the lever for somebody else. Remember, we are Republicans, and we stand for you.
It's your turn to be heard. Stand up for America and join us on November 6th. Pull the lever for freedom and justice. Vote Republican. Sponsored by Dan Perkins.
This report is brought to you by the National Endowment for Financial Education. The student loan debt crisis is among the most serious economic challenges facing young adults today. With Americans owing more than $1.5 trillion in student loans, many families struggle with college affordability even decades after graduation. October marks the opening period for the free application for federal student aid, FAFSA, and it's recommended parents don't miss out on available money to help offset the rising costs of a higher education. Patricia Seaman, financial expert.
Parents and their soon-to-be college-age children should work together and pay careful attention to options available to fund higher education. Among the considerations are understanding public versus private loans, where to look for scholarships and grants, and how working while in school, whether through work study or other jobs, can help lower the burden of debt. Mitigating the damage from student loan debt is essential for our families' finances and our children's future.
Understanding the various types of financial aid can help families save thousands. For more, visit smartaboutmoney.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, look who we have with us on a Friday. Hey, Bob Waliszewski, but also he's going to be with us on, we're going to kind of bookend him coming up here because we got some important topics to talk about. We're going to talk about the uptick in dark movies, R-rated movies. Kind of amazing. Have you noticed? Of course you have, especially if you have children, how much more difficult it is if you want to take the kids out to the movie, and you got to wade through all these R-rated listings of movies. But we're going to get into that in a moment. But before we do, we know we have a very critical midterm election coming up. And Robert, I want to bring you on first. Bob Waliszewski, of course, the head of media department at Plugged, and also the director of PluggedIn.com at Focus on the Family. I wanted to address what your president, Jim Daly, talked about. The ordinary voter has extraordinary power, and we need to really consider that. If we didn't appreciate that in the last election on November of 2016 with the election of Donald J. Trump, we need to really see, as Donald Trump announced to everybody, this is a government of, for, and by we the people, and it is back in the hands of we the people. So even more so, the ordinary voter has extraordinary power, does he not?
Yeah, and, you know, we are talking to listeners who have decided for some reason to sit this one out. You know, they're like, it's messy. I don't know what to do with these local amendments and some of those issues. But, you know, this is the one thing that we all can do, all 325 million of it. Well, of course, not all 325 million are old enough to vote, but of those that live in the United States that are old enough to vote, it's the one thing we all can do. It's the one thing we all should do. So I hope right now any listeners who's on the fence who said, you know, I'm registered, but I haven't been planning on it, I'm going to sit this one out, see what happens, you know. Yeah. Everyone says, you know, this may be the most important election of our lifetime, but if it's not the most important, it's got to be up in the top four. Yeah. So,
yeah, without a doubt. And the thing is, this whole idea, you know, this colloquial saying of, oh, I don't want to hold my nose and vote, and that's a cop out. You have to engage. I mean, the Constitution lays it right before you. I mean, if you're an American and you're a citizen, it really commands you. It says this is a government of, for, by we the people. By virtue of that very statement, it commands us to engage this government, to control it and offer its direction. If you don't, then you've had the government that we've had previously that everybody was yelling and screaming about. And the other thing, too, Robert, that bugs me is that people won't vote and then they want to complain.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Well, and Jim Daly did an article, "The Power of One Vote," and in the history of the U.S., there have been some contests that have been won on a vote or two, or 300 or 400, or in some cases, national elections, which are in the thousands.
Yes.
You know, and of course, when some people hear thousands, they say, "Well, then that doesn't matter. It's in you know, my one vote won't matter." But you just never know what this will come down to.
Exactly.
And if everyone who cares about the country, who prays for this country, who feels that that, you know, even though God will work no matter what party is in power, it's, I get that. But at the same time, it behooves us to care about these issues, the local issues, the state issues, the national issues, the congressional races, and get at that. I know my wife and I did early voting. We've turned ours in some time ago, and so.
Yeah. Well, and as you say, I mean, the thing is that really stands out in some cases, for example, people of faith. This is a documented number bomb. Only 50% of people in the pew that you go to church with will actually register to vote. Okay, and of that 50%, 50% again actually go to vote. It's pretty ridiculous when you think about it, especially for faith, people of faith, because when you look historically at situations in our government, the historic landmarks, Bob, at every historic landmark, who's led the way for change? Who's led the way to reinforce the right thing in our culture? It's been people of faith consistently. So we need people of faith especially, but I say all need to go out and vote. November the 6th, that's going to be on Tuesday. All right, and by the way, read that article. Go to Focus on the Family. Go to the website, focusonthefamily.com. Check out Jim Daly's blog and read that Ordinary Voter Has Extraordinary Power. It'll give you some new insight and appreciation for one Mitch McConnell and how close this country came for not having Mitch McConnell. And if we didn't have Mitch McConnell, would we have Gorsuch or Kavanaugh, right? Exactly. Yeah, so a lot of credit to this one man and one vote, ladies and gentlemen. They all add up. Let's talk about what's going on in the theaters. I mean, a lot of R-rated films coming out. You know, it's amazing how Hollywood continues to insist to turn these out. And, you know, and of course, Ted Baer with Movie Guide has reported time and again in the research that, you know, Christian movies per capita, you know, or per theater have done far superior than these R-rated movies. But I guess it's not about money as far as Hollywood is concerned.
Yeah, just a little tweak to what you just said. Ted Baer's research found that the PG and PG-13 films actually have performed about double what an average R has done historically, not Christian movies necessarily.
Right. Right.
For instance, Indivisible, which came out last Friday. I got an email yesterday from one of the studio reps saying, "Hey, we're so disappointed, but please, you know, use your pulpit to get the word out so we can get people in the theaters, you know, because this is an important movie."
Yes,
and that has been it's gone back and forth. You get an I Can Only Imagine making $83 million, and then you get an Indivisible last week that makes $1.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but anyway, what come to find out that the MPAA, the Motion Picture Association of America, was actually founded 50 years ago, November 1st. And so it's 50 years old. With that, they also released some statistics of how many movies they've rated in the 50 years. And come to find out that it's right touching 30,000 films in that time, which, if you do the math, is 600 movies per year. Plugged In covers about 225 of those films. There's a lot of small films, indie films, documentary films that no one ever sees. We don't cover. But if it's wide release, we cover. So anyways, out of that 30,000 films, surprised to me, 58% of them, or 17,202 of those films, were rated R. So, and then you put that stat back in that Ted Baer gave us a few years ago when he did the research that says that PG and PG-13 typically outperform an R-rated film 2-1. You start wondering, then why in the world the studios even release R-rated films.
Exactly.
You know, don't you open up more of an audience with a PG-13 than a PG? And I say, absolutely, you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of the answer, Bill, and I, we probably could do a whole hour show trying to figure out what studios are thinking of when they, you know, for instance, there's some films that they have like five F-bombs. Otherwise, it'd be a PG-13. It's like,
right.
You guys, cut it down. You know, take them all out, and then you'll get a PG-13, and more people will go see your film.
Exactly.
But I think it's because, in many cases, the directors feel it's an ego-stroking thing. I'm more artistic, and people that appreciate good films want an R-rated film because that's the baseline where you start. And yet, time and time again, the money makers, the top 10 films in the nation, are rarely R-rated.
Yeah. Well, amazing, Bob. You know, I remember my dad would always say that it's not very creative to cuss. It doesn't take a lot of creativity to
be nasty. I heard that same thing growing up.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, when you're out of words and you can't think of anything in the English language, you know, the people default to that. We can do better than that. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look at comedians. I mean, you know, when you and I were growing up, you know, the likes of Red Skelton and some of these other comedians, you know, Bob Hope and that. I don't ever recall ever hearing, you know, an F-bomb out of either one of those.
No.
And they were adored, and people loved them. And now today, the comedians, I mean, you can tell when they panic. When they panic, all of a sudden the F-bombs come flying out. And you go, well, that's not funny. And people laugh.
Not what we're talking about. But, the cheapest way to get a laugh is to, you know, say something sleazy, you know. Mm-hmm. And the most creative humor is that takes human nature and you go in one direction telling a story, and then you go completely the other way and mix it up, and people get the joke, and they laugh and whatever.
Yeah. Well, these R-rated movies, Bob, I mean, in some cases, Relevant Magazine, as you reported, says that they generate a surprising amount of money.
Well, they have. There are some exceptions, and I want to highlight that, but I got in front of me the top 10 pictures of the last probably 20 years. So, but let me, and I don't want to go back that far. Let me just go back 5 years.
Okay, we got about a minute. We got a minute and a half left, so I'm going to let you wrap it up here.
2013, okay. The top 10 pictures, not a single film was R-rated. So that should tell studios something. Number one film that year was Hunger Games, Iron Man, Frozen, Despicable Me, Man of Steel. I won't read the whole list, but you get the idea. 2014, top 10 films in the nation. Only one was R-rated, American Sniper. It was actually the most popular film of that entire year. But I put that film different. It's not 50 Shades of Grey.
Right.
We're not talking Wolf of Wall Street here. We're talking about a more patriotic film. Yes, it didn't need 100 F-bombs, which that film had.
Right.
But it is a little different in to have a patriotic film at the top. So it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
The next year, 2015, not a single film that was R-rated in the top 10.
Wow.
And last year, though, we saw a little bit of an uptick. We had two. But even 2 out of 10 means that 8 out of 10 were not R-rated. And the two films that were R-rated were It, that horror film by Stephen King, and Logan.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got to leave it right there. Bob, where can they go for more information?
PluggedIn.com.
Bob Waliszewski from Focus on the Family. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Bill.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MedicalCal.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.